From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, Presidential Chief of Staff Kang Un-sik says South Korea will bring in 273 million barrels of crude oil through the end of the year. President Lee Jae-myung proposes an initiative to streamline red tape for cutting-edge industries and to create special zones with minimal regulations outside the capital area. And a blueprint for the direction of inter-Korean relations for the next 5 years based on President Lee's policy of peaceful coexistence is revealed. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. Presidential Chief of Staff Kang Un-sik says South Korea will bring in 273 million barrels of crude oil through the end of the year. Kang conveyed the information during a briefing Wednesday following his recent visit to Central Asia and the Middle East as President Lee Jae-myung's special envoy to secure additional crude and naphtha amid the war in Iran. Kang said the amount secured is enough to last for more than 3 months under normal economic conditions without the need for special emergency measures. He said South Korea also secured an additional 2.1 million tons of naphtha for this year, the equivalent of 1 month's imports as of last year. Kang said the newly secured energy supplies are expected to contribute substantially and directly to the stabilization of supply and demand. Foreign Minister Cho Hyun says Seoul shared information with several countries on the 26 South Korean ships stranded in the Strait of Hormuz as part of efforts to ensure their safety. Appearing before the National Assembly's Foreign Affairs and Unification Committee on Wednesday, Cho said Seoul provided information on the ships not only to Iran but also to the U.S. and all member states of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Cho said Seoul did so to secure the ship's safety and request the country's cooperation in getting the ships out of the waterway as the U.S. and Iran have agreed to a 2-week ceasefire. When asked about the activities of his special envoy in Iran, Chung Byung-ha, Cho said he spoke with Chung over the phone on Tuesday and asked him to stay in Tehran until the situation stabilizes. On the question of whether Seoul provided the information about the South Korean ships on the occasion of Chung's visit to Iran, Cho said the dates had simply overlapped. Bank of Korea Governor nominee Shin Hyun-sung says monetary policy should be employed if risks in the Middle East persist and lead to rising core inflation or inflation expectations and if there are secondary spillover effects. Yet, Shin delivered a positive assessment of the country's long-term growth potential at his parliamentary confirmation hearing on Wednesday, calling it promising in view of South Korea's outstanding technological capabilities and its ability to capitalize on opportunities presented by the era of artificial intelligence. The nominee said the $1 exchange rate has remained high during the past several months, primarily due to an increase in derivative product transactions. Shin also apologized for causing public concern regarding allegations that he had illegally registered his daughter, who holds British citizenship, as a South Korean resident of an apartment unit in Seoul's Gangnam district 2 years ago. President Lee Jae-myung has proposed an initiative to streamline red tape for cutting-edge industries and to create large-scale special zones with minimal regulations outside the capital area. Presiding over the inaugural session of the Regulatory Reform Committee at the presidential office on Wednesday, he said regulatory reform is one of the most important ways to help the country restore its growth potential. The president called for the removal of unnecessary or inefficient regulations, for adjustments to bring regulations in line with global standards, and for efforts to deregulate cutting-edge technologies and industries. Certain regions of the country and certain business domains already enjoy eased regulations, and he suggested trying this approach on a larger scale in different regions. A blueprint for the direction of inter-Korean relations for the next 5 years based on President Lee Jae-myung's policy of peaceful coexistence has been revealed. On Wednesday, Unification Minister Chung Dong-young briefed the National Assembly's Foreign Affairs and Unification Committee on the outline for the years 2026 to 2030, promising the government's best efforts to establish peace and joint prosperity on the Korean Peninsula. The previous plan, drafted 3 years ago under former President Yoon Suk-yeol, was set to remain in place through 2027, but last year's change of government brought a shift in policy direction. The current government criticized the plan, saying it failed to make progress and only destabilized the security situation on the peninsula. With a vision of peaceful coexistence and joint growth, the proposed plan looks to institutionalize peaceful coexistence between the two Koreas, lay the groundwork for joint growth on the Korean Peninsula, and make the peninsula free of war and nuclear weapons. In pursuing such goals, the government reaffirmed that it will forego hostile activities, respect the North's regime, and make no attempt to pursue unification by absorption. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says North Korea has made very serious progress in its nuclear capabilities. Rafael Grossi expressed the concerns at a news conference in Seoul on Wednesday, saying it has been confirmed that the North completed a building believed to be a new uranium enrichment facility in Yongbyon, North Pyongan province. The IAEA chief said the facility's external features suggest that Pyongyang's ability to enrich uranium has improved significantly. Grossi said a rapid rise in activity at the 5-megawatt reactor, the reprocessing unit, a light water reactor, and other facilities at the Yongbyon nuclear complex point to a very serious increase in the North's capabilities in the area of nuclear weapons production, estimating that the North is capable of producing a few dozen warheads. Meanwhile, Grossi reiterated the need for South Korea to cooperate with the IAEA on its plans to introduce nuclear-powered submarines. Prices of imports jumped in March by the widest margin in 28 years, primarily due to rising global oil prices and the $1 exchange rate amid the Iran war. According to provisional data from the Bank of Korea on Wednesday, the import price index for March rose 16.1% on month to 169.38, continuing a rising trend for the ninth consecutive month. The on-month gain is the largest since January 1998, when the index posted a 17.8% increase. Prices of crude and mining products jumped 44.2%, and those of coal and petroleum products rose 37.4%. The export price index for March increased 16.3% to 173.86, which also represents the sharpest gain since January 1998. The number of employed people has increased by more than 200,000 for the second month in a row, according to the Ministry of Data and Statistics' Economically Active Population Survey released Wednesday. The working population rose by 206,000 on year to 28.8 million in March. Job growth was prevalent among people in their 60s and 30s, but losses of 147,000 were recorded for those aged between 15 and 29, and 5,000 among those in their 40s. The employment rate for people aged 15 and older rose 0.2 percentage point to 62.7%, and the unemployment rate fell 0.1 percentage point to 3%. The economically inactive population expanded by 69,000 to 16.27 million, of whom close to 2.55 million said they were not looking for a job. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 123.64 points, or 2.07% on Wednesday, to close at 6,091.39. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 30.55 points, or 2.72%, to close at 1,152.43. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.